I got down on my hands and knees to crawl through the low opening in the cinder block wall in the orchestra pit. I was too overcome with excitement to even think about the powdery construction dust all over my suit. I peered into the vast raked void, a sub-basement under the seating of the orchestra level, appreciating the complex and artful way the ductwork crisscrossed back and forth. This was my first week in the new job, on my first tour of the new Humanities and Fine Arts Center at Cape Fear Community College. My favorite moment in the building this first day was walking onto the vast stage and peering out into the auditorium. Welders with their torches blazing showered the metal-decked floor of the auditorium with 4th of July-like sparks. The wall on the left was still open, stretching 4 floors up, and sunlight poured into the space, something the theater interior will not be seeing again once in operation. The curved fronts of the 2 wrapped-around balconies could be seen taking shape in steel skeletal forms, as well as the 12 box seats which reach out to the stage from the ends of the balconies. The intimacy of the space was most striking. One does not generally associate an intimate performance space with a 1,500-seat venue, but the feeling is there. As I continued touring through the building, my mind kept wandering, imagining construction tours of other community landmarks and the people who witnessed those buildings in their raw form before they had a role in shaping our community's personality. What was it like for our city leaders touring Thalian Hall in 1857, seeing the wood scaffolding towering in the then non-historic auditorium as plasterers worked, or the leaded glass artisans in the 1880s installing the windows in St. Andrew's Church on North 4th Street as parishioners watched, now the home to Brooklyn Arts Center, or UNCW students in 1969 crawling on the iron girders of Keenan Auditorium late at night. Cape Fear's Humanities and Fine Arts Center is the new kid on the block, but from her visual and technological design, her impact on our region and the future of downtown appears to be substantial in the realm of possibilities. Again, my mind wanders back to the first of Thalian Hall's resident staff in the 1850s. She was a massive performing arts venue, built to hold 10% of Wilmington's population at that time, and her stage technology cutting edge. She was designed by a famous 19th century theater architect, John Trimble, Thalian Hall now being the only one of his many theaters to survive the ravages of time. And I wonder if Wilmingtonians realized then what an impact she would have on our community 155 years into the future.